they'll be after the Rajo Camijo. And discuss Abbas Abrias and also Abbas Isoel. In Yadush, we have two concepts. We have the concept of Abbas Abrias, not your Jews, any human being. Hobi Vodom, as Chabachide says in Piri, Hobi Vodom Shenivo Bitzalem Alekim. This is Yontef, points out. The divide here says Chobib Ho'odom, not Chobib Odom, but Chobib Ho'odom. In Yadush we have two concepts. We have the concept of Abbas Abrius, not your Jews, any human being. Chobib Ho'odom, as Chabachide says in Piri, Chobib Ho'odom Shenivro Bitzalem Alekim. This is Yontef, points out. The divide here says Chobib Ho'odom. Not Chobib Odom, but Chobib Ho'odom. Lobed is man who was created in the image of God. What's the difference between Ho'odom and Odom? Because the Gemara says, Atim Koyim Odom, Veim Seilom Koyim Odom. Tesis says the Kashe, but the Gemara also says, Rameya in Meya, Naim Shapil Akum, Hoisik Biteo. It means b'teiro delay, sheva mitzvah delay, sha'areu tikin godol, shenemar asher yaseh isom odom v'chai bohem. Asher yaseh isom kehanim libim v'yisraelim izlo nehemar, elo odom, milamei chapil akum moitzik b'teiro hareu tikin godol. So we see that an akum, the good is also called on. Now, there is I heard that story, and it's not in my story, I mean it's a true story, that Prabhupada of Alojanaya, at one time when he visited, he was very much involved in talking to the minister, the Tsarist regime, about the Jews in Russia. So at one time, when Rabbi Salva Lodzhener visited the Minister of Education in Tsarist Russia, so, and he was knowledgeable, and he knew of the Gemara, Atem Koyim Odom Veim Seilom Koyim Odom. So he asked the question, how is it that the Talmud has such a negative attitude towards Goyim, and Jews in general throughout the generations have a very negative attitude towards man. So Rabbi Celestin, that's an interesting story. Rabbi Celestin, because it sheds light on the mentality of modern people as compared or contrasted with the mentality of people years ago. So he said, one riot that Jews have a negative attitude towards Goyim is the fact that Jews make a brocha every day in the morning, shall be sunny good. That they consider Goyim as inferior. So Rabbi Tzale asked the Minister of Education, does the minister think for a moment that Jews don't like women? So the minister said, I'm sure that they are not prejudiced against women. After all, they are normal people, the Jews. Why should they dislike women? The minister said, but we also make a bracha every day, shall we assign an issue? That he didn't know. Why? So he said, because Jews are happy with the fact that they are commended on many more mitzvahs than women. All the mitzvahs of Mangome, mitzvah from Tor, or mitzvah begin of Lilo, women are potter. So a Jewish man is happy, he's grateful to Hakadosh Baruch Hu
that she is involved in Torah learning. Had it been a woman, in all probability, she wouldn't be involved in Torah learning and he wouldn't be occupied with all the mitzvah she has mangon. So he understood that. So that's why we say Shavuot is some good, because non-Jews are only commanded to observe the Zion mitzvahs menuach, which represent the seven fundamental obligations of humanity. Then he knew about the Minister of Education, knew about the seven mitzvahs menuach, the seven noachite commandments. So he accepted it. Then he asked him, but what's about the Talmudic saying, Atim kruim odom reinu meseilom kruim odom? So he says, so Rabbi Salah said to him, and this he didn't say as apologetics before the God. This union of apologetics was not typical of the daily Israel, because we have nothing to be ashamed of. Whatever the Torah says, we can mention it before the Goyim. Sometimes the Goyim misunderstand and misconstrue the Dini HaTorah, the sayings of the Talmud. But once we explain the Dini HaTorah and the halachas in the Talmud in an accurate way, so we have nothing to hide. We have nothing to hide. So Rabbi Sola said, you see, that it doesn't mean Atim Kruim Odom Benuseilom Kruim Odom, that we consider non-Jews as being subhuman chastishal. All right. We say that Odom, a non-Jew, is not called. Ho Odom, even a non-Jew. Aku Moisik Beteo Areo Kikengon. Now, what's the difference between Odom and Ho Odom? It's the same word. Odom is without a he idea, and Ho Odom has the he in front of it, the he idea. So, that's true about any object. So if we want to designate a book, not a specific book, a particular book, we say sefer. If we want to designate a specific book, so we say ha-sefer, shulchan ha-shulchan. So if goyim are called hodom, why shouldn't they be called hodom? So the answer is that Odom designates the human being not as an individual. In the Hebrew language, Rabbi Sala said, we have several terms to designate the human being. We have Ish, we have Enish, and you also have Geber. So many times Geber means a male, but sometimes Geber is used in Tanakh, not in reference to a male, but a human being. So, each of these three terms has a rabbi. Well, I don't know whether the Balei Dikduk will agree with Rabbi Sale, but he said, the rabbi Movish is Ishim, not Anoshim. I don't know how it is, how the grammarians, the Hebrew grammarians today, whether they'll agree or not, is Ishim. The rabbi of any Ishim is Anoshim. Now, usually today we say Ish Anoshim. We don't say Ishim. It's hardly used today, Ishim. But we find the term Ishim in respect to angels. But Rabbi Sala said that the Rabbi of Ish, accurately, is Ishim. The Rabbi of Enosh is Anoshim. The Rabbi of Gever is Boy. And Gever sometimes means a human being, not a male human. A human being, even a woman, sometimes. Odom has no life. So one person is called Odom, and a million people is also called Odom.
is also followed.
So, why is it? Because the human being, is, on one hand, an individual. As an individual, there is no difference between Jew and the non-Jew. Hobi bo adam shenivo b'salma ki. He's created in the image of God. So there's no difference. So that's why Chazal are always accustomed to say, ish ish li rabbi zesak. And Aku need me pagan, not the goy. Because there are two kinds of goy. There is a goy and a kohavim, there is a pagan. And there is a gateshap. A gateshap means a nice goy. A goy who observes the Zionists in the earth. That's a gateshap. So, whenever the Torah says ish, the Gemara is marbe even a pagan. Because ish designates a human being as an individual. As an individual, there is no difference between the Jew and the non-Jew. But then, the Jews have an existence as a collective. As a collective. You can say that non-Jews also have an existence as a collective. It's true, it has an existence collective. You see, let's say an Englishman, a Frenchman, so the term Englishman designates the existence of a certain kind of human being as a collective, not just as an individual. As a member of a certain collective of the English nation, of the American nation, of the French nation, of the Russian nation. But this is arbitrary, and this is not absolute, and this is artificial. The identity of a human being among non-Jews as a collective is done by man. It's Prishetis Sol Vilebeshis Sol, even in those days. So Rabbi Sol said, one person might be born in Russia, he's a member of the Russian nation, and then he'll move to England, and he'll become a citizen of England, and he will no more be a Russian. So the existence, the identity, of the non-Jew as a collective is not something absolute. And it is done by men. But the Jewish people, so the Torah says, Hayim hazen yei soliam. That means the true Matan Torah. So, as Rav Sadie Goyen said, Umoseinu einu umo elo biterosei. So that was done not by man. That's not something arbitrary. That's not something that is Pishetes Sura Vilevashis Sura. A Jew has two identities. He has an identity as an individual Jew. And a non-Jew also has the same dignified identity as an individual human being, whether. So he's not a Jew, he is a Gentile, but it doesn't make any difference. As an individual, is the same dignity that endows a Jew, endows a human being, so hobby of Adam should be talking. But then in addition, a Jew has an existence, an absolute existence, that cannot be terminated. An Englishman has an existence as a collective being, but that can be terminated. But the Jew's identity as a collective being cannot be terminated. Even if he embraces another religion and he openly says that he doesn't want to be a Jew, he still is a Jew. That's why we say, Atem Kuin Modom Veinu Meseva. But Hodom, so Igor is called Hodom, because when we say Hodom, is the same word as Odom, but the prefix of the He designates a certain particular person, not collective. Some Mele, or Meselem are also called Odom. That's right. Anyway, so we have a concept in Yadus, we have a concept of Avasabris, and that is mentioned by Rav Akiva in the Mishnah in Shetiovitz. Chobib Hodom Shenibovitzalaki. Man is beloved. Every man is, as this young man says, Jew or non-Jew, is beloved. Why? Because he's created in the image of God. Mimele, if God loves every human being, Jew or non-Jew, we are also created to love every human being, Jewish or non-Jewish. And Rav Chaim Vital, in the Shah HaKdushe, says, Onu mechiyobim lehei eskola bris, atila zagoy. That's what it says in Shah. So that's the concept of Havas HaBris. But there is also a concept of Havas Yisrael. So, both concepts are mentioned by Rav Akiva in the Mishnah in Birgavitz. Hobi v'odom shenivro b'tzalem alekin, chbivim Yisroel shenikroim bonim lamokim. Bonim lamokim, that applies only to Yisroel. Bonim atem l'adishem alekin. So, the concept of Avas Yisroel, over and above the concept of Avas HaBris, is based upon the special chibuk that attaches to every Jew, because they are mikroim bonim lamokim. It is true, on one hand, it appears from the pasuk, in Rei, Oim Yudalet Posik Alef, Bonim Atem Ladishem Lekeichem, Loisis Gedidu, Loisosimu Kolchu Ben Neichem Lomeis. So that means Bonim Atem, Chbivim Yisroel Shenikroim Bonim Lamok. Not every human being. Chaviv Odom Shenikroim Bonim Lamok. But Bonim, that's only Yisroel. Why? Now we hear the expression that all men are children of God. It's a nice expression. And I have nothing against it. While from this posuk it appears that the title of Bonim Atem L'Hashem L'Keichem applies only to Jews, not to non-Jews, there is another passage which tends to indicate that even non-Jews are considered as children of God. There's a passage Dalet, Posik Chabez, the Torah says, V'yomar to el Tare, Che yomar ad Hashem, B'ni Fcheri Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell Paro, in the name of God, that Yisrael, that's my firstborn son. Rabbi Hanan in the Kivis Ha'ores, he says that there seems to be a stira between this posik and the posik Boni Matem L'Hashem Elokeich. The posik of Boni Matem L'Hashem Elokeich tends to indicate that only Jews are boni. But this posik says, B'ni Pchir Yisrael, Yisrael, the Jewish people, that's my firstborn son. There's a paw. So, when a father has a paw and a poshut, so the poshut is not his son. The paw is superior to the poshut. But the poshut is also his son. Since the Torah refers to the Jewish people as the firstborn son, so that means that the other paid nations are also children of God. Rabbi Hanan says, Tzorach Iyun, it's interesting. But curiously, the Rabbi Nevadia Sforne points out this contradiction between the posik in Re'eh in Dvorim, Boni Matem L'Hashem Elokeichem, that implies that only Jews are called Boni, and the posik Nitchir Yisrael, Nitchir Yisrael, which tends to imply that all the nations are children of God, all people are children of God, but the Jewish people are the firstborn. So he says, Rabbi Nevadia Sforne says as follows, what does it mean, children of God? What does it mean, children of God? Children of God means Talmidim of God. So, a Talmid is a spiritual child of the master, of the teacher. Avraham Avinu is considered Av Amein Goy. And Rabbi Yehuda says in Yerushalmi that he can say that a girl, that's the way you pass through. A girl is maybe Bikurim and is Kira the Parash. Abisein, how is it Abisein? He's not a descendant. He's not a biological descendant. But he's a Talmid. Anyone who is Nichnas Tachas Kamfei Ashrino is a Talmid, is a spiritual child of Avraham Avinu. Some Mele is a Ben of Avraham Avinu. So, when the Torah says Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, why are the Jews children of God? Because they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So some Mele, they are Talmidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Le'osid Lodei, the Novi says, this is how Rabbi Nevadia Sforne reconciles the two psukim. Ko'oz efeich eskol ha'amim sofo bruho likri kulom b'shem adishem ul obdei shchemechot. So everybody will be matched as they own, and they'll accept the Torah. Some mele, they'll all be children of God. They'll all be talmidim of God. So Mele, the Misha Rabbeinu, when he said Bni Pchir Yisrael, which implies that all the peoples are children of God, except that Israel is the firstborn child. So Moshe Rabbeinu said it in the sense of the future perfect. You know, there is a future perfect in grammar. In no languages, there is a future perfect. What is the future perfect? I will have done. So, as of this moment, only the Jewish people are children of God. Because Shema Yisrael, that's the pshat in Shema Yisrael, as Rashi explains, Shema Yisrael, Ad Shem, Havaye, Elokeinu, is only our God. Because Yom Yisraelom, so they recognize God, but they accept the monotheistic concept, but in an adulterated form, the Yerach HaShitut.
But Ad Hashem Leosig Lovei will be a Chod. So then will be accepted. This is the Pshat of Shema Yisrael. Shema Kinei Shema Chod. Ad Hashem Shehu Elekeinu Ato V'loi Elekei Oizik Chodim. Who Osig Lies Ad Hashem Chod? Shenema Ati Ozefi Yechala Amin Sofa Bruo Likri Kulom Bishim Ad Hashem. Then we'll be recognized. So then, all the Mesaylam will be children of God. So, but even then, the Jewish people will always remain the prophet, because he was the pioneer to declare the concept of monotheism. And all that monotheism implies. So this is how Rabbi Levad responded. So in other words, it's all right to say that all human beings are children of God, if we mean it in the future, in the sense of the future perfect. So in other words, because there is a concept in Yadus that we judge a person Ba'asha Roshon. When the Malach, when the Rabbeinu Shlomo had compassion for Shmuel, who was suffering, so then the Medrash says, the Malach HaShore said, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his children are going to kill Jews. Why do you have compassion for Shmuel? So the Rabbeinu Shlomo is the Malachim. At this moment, is Shmuel a Rosh or a Tzaddik? Was he not a child? Is he a Tzaddik? Ba'asha Hushom. So in other words, L'cheivo, we have to judge the person, Ba'asha Hushom, from the perspective of the present, not from the perspective of the future perfect. But L'shus, we don't have to judge a person from the perspective of the present. We can judge him lishus from the perspective of the future perfect. So Mele, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said before Pharaoh, he said, "Bni Pher Yisrael, all children of God, from the perspective of the future perfect, the Egyptians are also children of God, because their descendants ultimately will become Talmidim of God." But even then, even from that perspective, so the Jewish people is the pioneer who paved the way for the concept of monotheism and all the ethical doctrines that emanate from the concept of monotheism. So that means that we have two concepts of Abi. Love of humanity, which is based upon the fact of Chobi Godom Shenibo B'Tzalem Elokim, and then we have the concept of Havas Abrius, which applies to everybody, which is based upon the concept of Chvivim Yisroel Shenikroim Bonim Amot. Now here the Torah says, Kim v'leisiter ez mei amecho v'yafto l'reacho komecho ani ad Hashem. It's not an easy process. Do not be vengeful, that's the way it's translated. Do not be vengeful, revengeful, and do not harbor a grudge against the children of your people. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am God, and the Hashem. Now, as far as the translation of Elisiter is concerned,
I don't argue with the translation. I think that the right translation of Loisiter is do not harbor a grudge. But Loisikein, in the sense, do not be revengeful towards the children of thy people, I don't think that this is accurate. I think that Loisikein should be do not be vindictive. Revenge is a sharp word, revenge. Revenge means when a person is revengeful, it means that he's ready to do all kinds of harm to a person who did him harm. And even more than is commensurate with the harm done to him. A revengeful person will meet out more harm than the harm that was done by the person at first. Vindictive is not as sharp. Vindictive means that if a person, how does the Gemara in Erech explain Loisikein v'Loisiter? So, and in respect to Loisikein v'Loisiter, the Torah spells out Loisikein v'Loisiter as Bnei Amech, and the Tereskeyan points out Avolat Neitelachet. You can be vindictive towards non-Jews and as Neitelachet, and you can harbor a grudge against non-Jews. How does Gemara explain it? Gemara explains it in a passive sense, not in an active sense. Gemara doesn't say Loisikein v'Loisiter as Ne'amecho in the sense that if somebody hit you, so then a year later you are allowed to slap his face. Because then it wouldn't be true, because the Torah says Loisikein v'Loisiter as Ne'amecho. So, is it conceivable that towards a non-Jew, if a non-Jew hit me a year ago, then I meet him, he's not trying to hit me, I'll slap his face, that wouldn't be nice. It's inconceivable that the Torah should allow this kind of behavior. The Torah, the Gemara in Erech mentions that in a passive sense. In other words, if Reuben at one time asked Shimon to lend him, let's say, a pot, and Reuben refused, if Reuben asked Shimon, let's say, a month ago, Reuben asked Shimon, lend me a pot. So Shimon refused. Now Shimon comes to Reuven and asks Reuven to lend him a pot. So he said, no, you didn't lend me a pot a month ago, I am not lending you a pot. Is that revenge? I don't think that revenge would be the appropriate term. Revenge means when the person inflicts actively harm, not passively, because he acted wrongfully towards him in the past. That's revenge. But when a person passively refuses to help out another person in need because of the grudge he has against them, so that's not revenge. That's vindictive, but not revenge. That's Loisikein. What is Loisiter? Loisiter, the Gemara in Erech says, if Shimon a month ago asked Reuven to lend him a pot, if Reuven a month ago asked Shimon to lend him a pot, and Shimon refused to lend him a pot, now Shimon is asking Reuven to lend him a pot. So Reuven says, yes, I'm lending you. I'm not like you.
You didn't lend me, but I'm lending you, Kaiser.
That's
an idea.
That's not vindictive. That means that he still remembers. He harbors the grudge. He can't forget it. So the Torah says, Loisikin v'loisiteres me'amah. Vis-a-vis members of you people, you're not allowed to be vindictive in any way. In a present way, you're not allowed to be vindictive. And not only you're not allowed to be vindictive in a passive way, even when you're nice and you do good to the other one, but you're not allowed to mention it, because that means you remember the wrong it did you. So we seek your step. But there is the thing has to show them that towards going, we can act in a revengeful way, Hasli Shalom. So, this is what the Torah says. You shall not be vindictive, and you shall not harbor a grudge against the children of your people. Now, so, if one were to ask, does the mitzvah of the after l'reacho kameicho apply to an anju? Now, this day chemed, it's interesting, has a whole discussion on that, whether the mitzvah of the after l'reacho kameicho applies to an anju. Zdei chemed chilek hamishi, mareches reish. So he discusses it in two places, the Chemet. First he discusses it, Zdei Chemet Chilek Sheini, Mareches Hagimu, Siftes. So he says, in respect, Bilavd Risachmeit, Kosafti Binitves, that the Bishayin, Sefer Amakne, the Lesser Binach, Risachmi des Riacho, so Inochri does not come within Riacho. Binochri Evid Kechobim Mazoris. Kidn di Chsiv be Riacho. Vishagoyen primigodin benishbetes simen tofrish dalet, seif sitin kotnalet, loy brirale. So yes, he saw it. Whether the love of Lisachmeid applies to an act. And then he says, that in Tone de Brio is mentioned, that's from Chazal, that the love of Lisachmeid applies to an act. Not a gefesha, even an akum, even a pain. And the Talmud Rio says, because the Torah doesn't say risachmi ochicho. If the Torah says ochicho, so ochicho means b'teirol mitzvah, see Jew. A goy is not ochicho b'teirol mitzvah, but riacho means your friend. So the non-Jew is also rei. And Rabbi Bechaye, in his Peirush on the Torah, says explicitly that the love of Lisachmeid as Beis Riacho applies to an Akum also, because the Torah mentions the Shoalo Isho Miruso, the Egyptian. So an Akum is also a Rea, it's not an Ach, because Ach means Ochicho B'teol Mitzvah, but Riacho has reference to everybody. And then, so the primigodim as a sofik, where the love of risachmi briacho, so applies to an akum. So, because the question is whether an akum comes within briacho or not. But actually, it's a machlekes rishayim in the sugyim of akame, in mishir shal yisroel, shenogah shir shal akum potter, mishir shal akum shal yisroel chayim. So the Gemara discusses Areyu Davke, Areyu La Davke. So the Achiezer and Chilek Shlishi discuss that
And it seems that most Rishonim pasken that Reu Lav Davke. What does it mean, Reu Lav Davke? How can we say on something that the Torah says, Lav Davke? All right. Find the Gemara, certain Russian, we say Lav Davke. But when the Torah says, Reu is Lav Davke, the answer is, Reu Davke means that that an Akum doesn't come within Reachum. And if we say Reu Lav Davke, it means an Akum also comes within Reachum. And it seems that according to the Rambam, according to Rashi, and according to Teisves, according to the Girsay in Teisves that we have in Bozakame, there in the Sukkah of Shir Shal Yisrael, so we pass in the Reu Lav Davke, that means that an Akum is also included within the term Reachum. And so the question is raised, but we find that Gemara says, Chigiti Mishal Reu, Kesef Ekirim Mishmeya, so the Gemara is mild, Akum from the Din Shmire. So Rav Chanezer Nachiezer says, when we say Reu Lav Davke, then it means that the term Reu does not exclude Akum. But when the Reu is superfluous, as for example here, eating Mishal Reu, Kesef Ekeru Mishmeya. So it's superfluous. Why did the Torah have to say eating Mishal Reu, Kesef Ekeru Mishmeya? The Torah could say eating Mish, Kesef Ekeru Mishmeya. Naturally, to whom did he give? He gives it to a human being. Why did the Torah have to say El Reu? So the fact, seeing in view of the fact that Reu is miyutar, it's superfluous, so then we are mamayitakum. But where there is no superfluity, so then an akum also comes with the Reu. Now, so, and it seems that most Rishonim pasken in the sugya in Bava Kamma that Reu Lav Davke, and Reu Lav Davke, as Achiezer explains it, means that an Akum is included within the connotation of Reu, except when there is a Yito, so then it's Mimaita. And this Dei Chemet, and then the Talmud of Eliyahu says Beferesh, that the Talmud of Eliyahu mentions the story, a certain person was either on Lisashikis Riacho. So Yo rebuked him and says, it doesn't say Lisashik Ochicho, it says Lisashik Riacho. So it doesn't make any difference whether he's soil or an Akum. So the Tony of Yo is in conformity to the Shikus Rambam that an Akum, a goy comes in Racho, and then from the Rambam there is a deal in the Sefer Shmiras Nefesh that if somebody is not matzir, a goy who doesn't violate the Zaynis in the Neach, so he is either the love of the Samay the Zdam Reacho, it matters not, because a goy comes within Reacho, except when the Reacho is Miyuter, so then many times Chazal Mimayit Akum, but ordinarily an Akum Igoi is included in Reachum. And then, but as the Chemed mentions Reb Chaim Vital in the Shaar HaKdusha, Mechuyev Od Mechuyev Imonu Oy Eskol HaBriyis, Sharei Kulam Nivri U'Bitzalem Reifim, Afilo Agoyim. So does the Chemed explain it on the basis of Dechite that Riacho is included, that within the connotation of Riacho, a goy is included. But I think that as far as the mitzvah of the actor Riacho Kameicho is concerned, so all the Rishonim, Rambam, Rashi, Teisves, who say that Reu Lav Davke in the Sugya of Kamet, but the mitzvah of Atto Reacho Kameicho doesn't apply to a non-Jew.
Because first of all, the Rambam says so beferish. The Rambam says so beferish in Echazdeus, in Echazobu, that the mitzvah of Ahavta Leracha Kameicha applies only to Israel. And in Sifra Mitzvahs also. Shen Israel. That was written in Arabic, but it was translated in Hebrew. Shen Stabinu Leah. Leoi Ktsoseinu es Ktsoseinu. What do you mean? Jews. That's Abbas Yisrael. And then, it's strange to say that all those Rishayim who say that the Acha applies to Nakum, that this applies to the mitzvah of Ahavta Leracha Kameicha. Because here the Torah spells out, in the same passage, Loisikin v'loisikir es me'amecha. So the Tereskinim says, Avratonekin v'neiteir acherim. So the love of Loisikin v'loisikir explicitly does not apply to Nakum. Only to Israel, the Torah says, es me'amecha. So Menele is Mistaber, that is the Ani Hashem, that is the conclusion of the same person, also applies only to Bnei Amecha, and the Rambam says so explicitly. But Reb Chaim Vital says, Nitztabinu l'muchyobimonu le'eid es kol abriyis, sh'arikulom nivriu b'tzalem elkin, ha'vivodom sh'nivishol elkin, afilo es agoy. So maybe we are also mechuyev to love all people, but the mitzvah v'achto racho kameicho doesn't seem to apply to non-Jews. Applies only to Jews, and then there's another ayah, because the Torah says in Vayikra Yutes Posik Lamed Gimel V'chiyogor Itcho Geir Ba'atzeichem Luisenu Yisei Ke'ezroch Mikem Yigia Lochem Hageir Agor Itchem V'yoavto Leikomeicho
Kigerim Yisem De'aretz Mitzrayim, Aniyah Yishem Rekichem. So the Torah says in respect to Iger, and Iger means Iger Tzedekus. So the afterly Kameichor, Kigerim Yisem De'aretz Mitzrayim, Kamesh Rekichem. If we were to assume that the afterly Racho Kameichor applies to all men, twice only to Jews, and then there's another ayah, because the Torah says in Vayikro Yutes Posik Lamed Gimel V'chiyogor itcho geir ba'atzeichem Ruisenu yisei Ke'ezroch mikem yir lochem Hageir agor itchem Ve'yo'afto leikomeicho Ki geirin meyisem be'aretz Mitzrayim Ani adishem rekichem. So the Torah says in respect to Iger, and Iger means Iger Tzedekus. So the afterly Kameichor, Kigirim Yisem, Be'aretz Mitzrayim, Kamesh Rekichem. If we were to assume that the afterly Racho Kameichor applies to all men, even to Nakum, so why did the Torah have to say the afterly Kameichor in respect to Iger Tzedekus? So it's a raya brure that the mitzvah of the afterly Racho Kameicho applies only to Israel. That doesn't mean that there is no mitzvah of Avos Habriyos. There are two concepts. There is a mitzvah of Avos Habriyos, which is based upon the posuk of the Zeh Sefer Tildis Sodom, the Yem Brei Alitimus Odom, B'Dmus Alitimus Oisei. Some mele chodi vodom shenipro b'salam alekim. Some mele we are mechuyev chodi vodom. What is in chodi? He is beloved by whom? By God. If he is beloved by God, God loves all people, Jews and non-Jews. So we are also mechuyev to love all people. But the mitzvah of Asher Achok Necho, to love thy neighbor as thyself, that applies only to Jews. That's the chiddush of Avos Yisrael over Avos Habriyos. I mean, that seems very simple. But there is an interesting tirastiani on this posik of the Asol the Acho Kameich. The Asol the Acho Kameich, Rabbi Akiva Imeir Zekol Godul Bateiro. Benazayim area, the Sefer Tildei Sodom, the Klal Godel Mizeh. So Rabbi Akiva says that the Aftel Racho Kameicho is a very important principle. It embraces many commandments. Benazay says, the Sefer Tildei Sodom, Klal Godel Yisam Mizeh, is a more embracing principle. So what's the pshat? So we have the pirush Arai b'Tantirskiyani, we have a pirush Rash Misham b'Tantirskiyani, we have the pirush Rabin Hillel b'Tantirskiyani. So let's see how they are mitforish this price in Tantirskiyani. Now, Rabbi Akiva's memory doesn't require any explanation. It's very simple. Rabbi Akiva Imeir V'arto v'racho k'meichol sekol godol bateyon. So, it is the same principle as that was enunciated by the hero to the girl when the girl wanted to know the whole Torah of Rego Achas. So, the hero told him, V'arto v'racho k'meichol ma'da'aloch sanelechavach l'sabit, what is hateful to thee, do not to unto your neighbor. So in other words, it embraces so many mitzvahs, so many commandments. But what's the pshat in the Nazar? Ze sefer pir di sodom, ze klal godom ze. So pirish arayvet, ze sefer pir di's, b'yein b'rei alikim odom, b'dmus alikim oso ise, klal godom ze. In other words, even though the Nazar only mentions the beginning of the post, Zesif Yatil is Odom, Biyim Brei Alikim is Odom, Bidmus Alikim is Oise. He doesn't mention the whole passage, he mentions just the first words, the first four words of the passage. But when Azai says Zesif Yatil is Odom, he means not just the first four words of the passage, but the whole passage, and he's really having reference to the sefer of the passage, the yim brei al kim odom b'dmus al kim osei sei she ze kol godol mize peyush she ilu min haposiko vishein lo yishamanu elo kameicha, because the passage of Avraham kameicha means that you have to love thy neighbor as thyself. But the question is, you know, there are certain people who do not love themselves. Harei shenizbaze hu o yiskalel hu v'nigzal v'nerbal yizbaze chaveira yimei today. So it's in fashion to execute the living will. You can't even take a newspaper because you see articles how important it is to execute the living will on television. I mean, everybody talks in favor of executing a living will, and I have a lot of trouble in Chicago because there are so many Jewish lawyers, and they ask me, Shiloh, whether we can execute the living will. So I say no. So he said it will affect their livelihood because everybody wants the lawyers to execute the living will. Jewish clients, non-Jewish clients. And I tell them no. And I even tell them you have to be Mr. Nefesh yourself. Even if you're not going to make a living. So you have to be Mr. Nefesh yourself. Because if you execute a living will, so you become an accomplice in Shpachas Dami. Because when somebody is Me'abil Hatzumah Das, he's also either an Yisrael of Yitzchak. Also Yitzchak. So there was, a week ago, there was the Decalogue Society. The Decalogue Society had a discussion on whether it's ethical to execute a living will. They wouldn't have minded if I agreed to speak, but I refused to speak. But another rabbi spoke about that, and he mentioned in my name what I said. And then there were lawyers who attacked it. So, in other words, so the Torah says, "V'ahavta l'reacha kameicha." You have to love thy neighbor as thyself. But Rabbi Nazai says, "No, zesifat til di sodom, b'yein brei l'kim odom, b'dmus l'kim osayi sei kol godol mezeh." Peyos, the Rebbe says, "Shiilus min haposik harishin l'yishamanu elo kameicha." You have to love him as thyself, but not more than thyself. But Areisha Nizbaza hu or Niskala hu, Binukzal Binyarval, Nizbaza Chavere Yime. You know, stories told about the Mastiness, that before his death, the Mastiness was a philosopher, but he was a pagan. Like most Greeks were pagans. So before he's dead, not a living will, but something similar to it.
He was in death matter to execute the living will. So before his death, he executed his will that when he dies, they should put his body before the dogs to be devoured by the dogs. Devoured by the dogs. So then all his disciples of the master, it's a true story, it's mentioned. So all the disciples of the master said, how can you do that? So they lit you up. So he said, so you know what? You live near my body, in my casket, you live a stick. So in case the dogs start to devour me, so I'll take the stick and I'll hit them. So he said, how are you able to take the stick when you are dead? So he said, so why should I care if they devour me, if I can't do anything and I don't feel anything? So that was the pagan attitude, the master. So this is what Ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva. There is a more implicit principle than the one that is implicit in the art of Rachok Meicho. Why? Because suppose a person lives a will that he should be cremated. So what do we say? You should cremate him? And suppose a parent lives a will, it happens. Even unfortunately, sometimes among Jews, they live a will that he or she should be cremated. So the children will ask each child. I had such childless already. So ask each child, should they fulfill the will or not? So naturally, of course not. But after Rachok Meicho. But he wants it. So how can you love your father more than yourself? If that person himself doesn't care for his indignity, for his desire, if that person himself he believes that he will live, that he'll execute a living will, that in case he becomes sick and doctors say he's terminally ill, they should withhold all medication and that she should even give him a medicine to expedite his death. So he should be allowed, such a doctor should be allowed to give that pill to a patient, because he's only mechuyev to love the neighbors himself. But he loves himself very much, but at the same time he believes in the concept of quality life, and he executed a living will that if and when he becomes terminally ill, not only they should refrain from giving him medication to prolong his life, they should give him a pill to expedite his death. After all, a certain Jewish woman a few years ago wrote a book in which she told how she, with the cooperation of the doctor and the lawyer, was able to help the mother commit suicide because the mother had cancer. So Ben Azai says, she illumina posiko vishen luishamanu elok meicho hareishen izbaza hu uinskalel hu vinigzal dinerbal izbaza chadeo imei viinskalel imei vierbal imei tach nema se seifer fil di sodom vijayim breya lekime sodom vidmusa lekimo so isei klal godel yeisa mize tach nema vidmus elekimo so isei esmi ato mivaze esmi ato mikalel vus jeikni shal mokin ze ha klal godel mino vise. In other words, that sometimes you have to love. So what does it mean? Ben Azai says, you have to love your neighbor more than yourself. In other words, to love the neighbor as thyself is not enough. You have to love him more than yourself. It's inconceivable. There should be such a concept in the arts. That would befit the Christian faith, you know. So they say, if a person hits you on the right cheek, you have to present the left cheek. But in the others, there is nothing of that sort of super ethics. So the question is, does the Nazai says that Zesi Fatildi Sodom being Braille Chinese Odom, the Musolikim also say is more inclusive principle than the after Rahakameh. But the question is, the Torah says the after Rahakameh. So Haration is Baze, Haration is Kalo, he doesn't care for his own desire, he doesn't care for his own death. So that means, from the point of view of Achdo Rachok Meicho, I'm allowed to kill him, I'm allowed to give a pill to a person, to a terminally ill patient, quality life. And I think I mentioned it a few weeks ago, just before Pesach, I think I mentioned it. So there was a panel convention in Boston, which 12 of the greatest doctors in America participated. Doctors who are professors of medicine at Columbia University, Harvard, University of Chicago, and there was a machlokes. So 10 voted, 10 out of the 12 voted in favor of helping a relative to expedite the death of their beloved. That's the most ethical thing. If somebody is terminally ill, so 10 of the greatest doctors, Paschum, the Nazis, Dili Orefi, in America, so the Paschum, that is the most ethical thing to help a spouse, a husband, a wife, a parent, a child, to give a pill to the parent, to the child, to the spouse, to expedite his or her death. Can you believe it? But these are the facts of life. Two doctors descended. Now the question is, after all, from the point of view of Abdullah, so they are right. They themselves are ready to execute a living will, so how can we require them to love their neighbors more than themselves? So the Nagai says, from the point of view of Zesif Atildi Sodom, so it's also. All right, how about the posse of Avdo Rahok Meichor? And then Zesif Atildi Sodom does not represent an imperative. The Avdo Rahok Meichor is an imperative. The commandment, Zesif Atildi Sodom, does not involve any imperative. It's just the principle that man was created in the image of God. So then, from that point of view, if man is so noble, is endowed with so much dignity, so as it was formulated in the Declaration of the Independence, man was endowed by his Creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But Zesif Atildi Sodom is only expressive of a concept that man is very noble, that man has dignity, but he doesn't involve any imperative. It's not mentioned in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Do you ever see any Sefer HaMitzvahs that could mention Zesif Atildi Sodom in Tayyat? It's not one of Tayyat. So, the question of Aydes Monefshah, if from the perspective of the after Raho Kameicho you should follow Haration is Bazavish and is Kalelvish and Yarbal, so Yarbal who in it, so Mimele, you should follow that there is no Yisrael to hit the person if the person who hits doesn't mind to be hit by somebody else. So what does the Nazai say? So Rabbi Chiri is right. So obviously, when the Nazai says that this Sefer filled with Sodom, being real genus Odom, with Musa Timos Reise, is Klau Godel Yelsea, after Hakmecho, he doesn't mean that Harishim is Baza, Harishim is Kalev, Harishim Erbal, so then he's only Osea to be Chayvul the friend because of the Sefer Torah Sodom. The Sefer Torah Sodom does not imply any Yisurim. It doesn't involve any commandment, any imperative. But he says, since from the point of view of Musa Rikimos Oise, it follows that a person has no right to kill another person just because he's ready to kill himself. So Mimele, the Pshat in Vaporah Kameicho is not that you have to love thy neighbor as you love yourself, but you have to love thy neighbor as you are supposed to love yourself. This is what Ben Azai is pointing out. Of course, there is no commandment, no imperative implicit in the posit Zeh Sefer Tilgi Sodom B'yim Grei Elikim Sodom B'gmusa Elikim Oseis. It's only expressible fact that man is noble, that every man was created in the image of God. But Mimele, we have to come to the conclusion that the Pshat in Vahatol Racho Kmeicho is not you have to love thy neighbor as you love yourself. Some people hate themselves. Yeah, but the Torah says, love thy neighbor as thyself. So suppose he hates himself, so he has to hate his neighbor as he hates himself? No. So the pshat in the Atvara HaKamecho is, love thy neighbor as Yam Yechuyev al-Pedin to love thyself. Because when he curse, there are many people who hate themselves, but they don't act according to the Torah. So that means that the Atvara HaKamecho includes an obligation to love oneself too. And that's in Medrash, in Parashat Ba'ar. Bereishis Rabbe, Ki yomu chochicho dovarach eir, v'chi yomu chochicho hadol dichsiv Gemel Napshi is Chesed, Zehiro Hazokin, Shebishosh Hoyonifta, Mitalmidov, Hoyomahalich, Behelechine, Omrule Talmidov, Rabbi Lehechonato Helech. So, Hillel was accustomed many times to meet the Bismedrash, and then from him asked him, where are you going? Omrulehem Lasis Mitzvah. I'm going to do a Mitzvah. Omr lechim, v'chima mitzvah. Omr lehem, which mitzvah are you going to do? Omr lehem, lirchei b'beis hamachetz. In those days, you didn't have the plumbing system with the bathtub and the shower, you know, in every house. So you had to go to the bathhouse. So here was accustomed, I don't know whether every day or every few days, to leave the Bismedrash to go to the bathhouse. When the Talmidim asked him, where are you going? He says, I'm going to do a mitzvah. What mitzvah? To the bathhouse. Omulei v'chizu mitzvah. Since when he's going to the bathhouse in mitzvah? Omulei, hey, mayi mikuni shom lochim she mishen bibotei תיאטרויז ובוטל תאטיסויז ומי שנסמנה עליהם הוא מיירקון בשייטפון. In other words, in the בוטל תיאטרויז, in the theaters, in the ancient times, so they had statues of the kings, and they always kept the statues of the king clean, so they used to wash the statues. So he says, so, Ani shemifreisi b'tzelem mudmus So, if the Umisailam understand that the statues of the king, because it represents the image of the king, it has to be maintained clear, in clean state. So has come of the hammer, I mean, I means any human being. That I was created in the image of God, so I have to maintain myself in a state of cleanliness, certain. So that's the pshat in the person. Gimu nafshi is chesed. Dabar acher, gimu nafshi is chesed, zehiru azok, shebisho, shoyo nikta mitalmidov, hoyo mehalich, vehilich imam, omu leitalmidov, Rabbi Lehichon Atahilich. Omar Lehem Ligno Chesed. I'm going to begin with Chesed. In Madinach Sanye. In Madinach Sanye begat Beise. So I have to do Chesed to my host. Omar Lehem Kol Yehim Yisluchach Sanye. Every day he used to go to away from the Bismedash in the morning to eat Pashachris. So he said, what is it here? Every day you have a host. So he says, Badi Nafsha Wufte Lach Tafsani Udigab Wufte. And Nafsani is really means the guest in my house, not a host. So he said, and my body, that's not an important guest in my Nishome. Sadin Hoche Limoho Lesli Hoche. So, how long does a person live? So right now, as long as he's alive, he's a very important guest, and I have to take care of this guest. So that's Gimel Nafshe is Chazim. So what has it to do with the Pasi Kiyomu Chachicho? The Medrash Rabbe says, and the Pasi Kiyomu Chachicho, Mother Yodei, והזקת בו הגיע בסיישה וחיימוך, הדור דרסיב גימי נפשי איש חסד. So the Medrash Rabbe mentions two stories about her. That he said, גימי נפשי איש חסד, there is a mitzvah of מוצחסודים towards oneself. One shouldn't think מוצחסודים you have to do towards others. You have to do מוצחסודים towards yourself too. So how did he manifest that מוצחסודים towards oneself? In two ways. By keeping himself clean, by going regularly to the bathhouse, and by eating breakfast every day. And that's Nishasad. And that's pshat in Kiyom HaChicho. What does this do with Kiyom HaChicho? In other words, what Hillel was pointing out is that if somebody wants to do chesed to somebody else, he has to love himself first. Then he can love others. But if he doesn't love himself, he cannot love others. For us, there is a very beautiful psychological story in Dostoevsky. You know, Dostoevsky was a great psychologist. I mean, after Shakespeare, I think he was the greatest psychologist among the literary people. So, because he delved into the depths of the human character. So here's a story that a certain person decided, the king discussed with his wife, and he decided to kill himself, commit suicide. So he obtained a revolver. On those days it wasn't so easy to obtain a revolver. Today, obtaining a revolver is the easiest thing. It's much easier to obtain a revolver than to get this thing better some of the country. So, but in those days it wasn't so easy to obtain the revolver, so he had to work very hard until he obtained the revolver. And then he finally obtained the revolver, he was very happy. He was able to commit suicide. And he was taking a walk to a certain place, and there he intended to commit suicide, to shoot himself. And then a young girl meets him and starts crying and says, my mother is very sick, and the doctor was there, and he's throwing to Dostoevsky. And the doctor left the prescription, and the mother has to take the prescription, and the doctor said, if my mother will not take the medicine, then she'll die. And she cried, and she said, And he said to her, "What do you want from me, sir?" He was determined to commit suicide. And all of a sudden, a little boy disturbs him, you know, and interrupts all his masters and his governors. He says, "I'm busy." So he started to cry, and then his sympathy was aroused, his compassion. So she started to scream at her, "Please, I'll do it later, leave me alone." No, the boy said, "No, you can't do it later. My mother might die." So what did he do? His prayer, he went with her. He came up to the house, and then the little boy showed him the prescription, and he was able to read it, the instructions, and he gave her the medicine, and then she felt better. Then he walked out of the house and said, "What am I, crazy? I'm going to commit suicide. I did such a wonderful deed. I saved the life of a woman I didn't even know. I'm not going to commit suicide anymore." It's a very beautiful story. And there is a psychological insight in that story. In other words, what does it teach? When a person, people commit suicide. Why do they commit suicide? They hate themselves. That's why they commit suicide. They hate themselves. So in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ahavta Lerecha Kamecha, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah ki yomu chochitcho umot yodei ve'azakta be'geya v'seisha v'cheimoch, you have to love yourself first. If you don't love yourself first, you can't love anybody else. So Mimele, when the Torah says, "Ve'ahavta lerecha kamecha," the Torah doesn't mean love thy neighbor the same way as love yourself. All kinds of people in the world, there are people who love themselves and there are people who hate themselves. So then, "Ve'ahavta lerecha kamecha" would imply, if you love yourself, then you have to love your neighbor. If you hate yourself, you have to hate your neighbor. That's inconceivable. So in other words, what's the pshat in "Ve'ahavta lerecha kamecha"? The pshat in "Ve'ahavta lerecha kamecha" is love thy neighbor as much as you are obligated to love yourself. One is obligated to love himself. One is obligated not to kill himself. As a matter of fact, the Ran Shvuyeh says that if a person decides to go on a hunger strike, not to kill himself actively, but just on a hunger strike, to die in a passive way, do not eat, hunger strike. So then is Chayev Nisib Rishmayim, Achiz Dimchem Rinapshe, Seichem Edreish, Zeahiri Kesatzme, the Medre says, Zeahiri Kesatzme, some Mele. So not only if one commits suicide actively, he shoots himself, he puts poison in his food, if he commits suicide in a passive way, it's also Ritziche. He's Chayev Nisib Rishmayim, because of the pasuk "Achaz dimcham nafseicha nevarish." Some Mele, the Torah says, "Ve'ahavta lerecha kamecha," love thy neighbor not the way you love yourself. That's values from person to person. Love thy neighbor the way you have to love yourself. So what Ben Azai is saying, Ben Azai is not chilek. Ben Azai is not chilek with Rabbi Akiva. Of course, the "Ve'ahavta lerecha kamecha" is a very important principle, an all-inclusive principle. But, he says, only when the "Ve'ahavta lerecha kamecha" is interpreted in conjunction with the pasuk of "Tzeseh ha'tilgis Adam, b'yein b'rei elkim es Adam, b'dmus elkim osorei seis," then it is an important principle. Otherwise, so you can say, love thy neighbor as you love yourself, as you have to love yourself. Hareisha Mizbazeh, you see, I don't care to be Mizbazeh. I don't care to die. I believe in quality life. I executed a living will that if I become terminally ill, that they shouldn't give me any medication to prolong my life, and they should even give me a pill to expedite my death in order that I should die a peaceful death. So many people do it. And they do it to children, they do it to parents, they do it to spouses. Didn't someone, a husband, a doctor, kill his wife?
because of quality life.
Why did he do it? Because he hated himself. He did. If he had loved himself, he wouldn't have done it. So the Artoli Rachok Meicho also implies a chiyuv to love himself. And that's not selfishness. That's altruism. That's altruism. So this is what Ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva. This is what Ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva. Zesit atil nisodom b'yeim b'rei alikim odom b'tmus alikim osaisi zeh klal godum zeh peiru shiil min aposik orishen lo yishmanu lo kameicho harei shen izbaze hu yizkal hu b'nikzal b'nerbal yizbaze chaber imei v'yizkal hu imei. He executed the living will so he can apply that towards every patient. The doctor, that's the way many doctors feel. They already executed their living will. As a matter of fact, today it's being advertised on television every hour and hour on certain stations, certain channels, that together with the license, the driving license, one should take out a heavy card with a living will in case that he's involved in a car accident and he's brain damaged, so they should kill him. He's being advertised. And one lawyer, a great lawyer in Chicago, showed me the card. They should not try to... Well, there it was mentioned. Some are such machmirim that they put down on the card in case he becomes involved in a car accident and he's brain damaged, so they should give him... They should give him a pill to expedite his death, not to suffer and have a long death. But some are not such machmiri. So they are only mentioning the cards in case they are involved in a car accident. They shouldn't attach him to a respirator. So one lawyer showed it to me. I was involved on television in discussion. And brain death several years ago, was already after the stroke. So that lawyer, he was the head of the association, of the bar association in Chicago. He showed me the card on television. He took it out and he showed me the card, and that's being advertised on television. So, because they hate themselves. They don't, not that they hate themselves, the same people would work so hard in order to make another $1 million, but they don't love themselves as human beings. They love this affluent life, quality living. Not that they love themselves, they love quality living. But once they are incapable of experiencing quality living, so then they hate themselves. This is what Ben Azai says. So what Ben Azai says is not that Zesir HaTuri Sodom is a more inclusive mitzvah than V'Atra HaKamecho. V'Atra HaKamecho represents a mitzvah imperative. Zesir HaTuri Sodom is not expressive of any imperative, but the after Rachok Meicho, in order to be an all-embracing and inclusive concept, must be interpreted in conjunction with the concept that is implicit in the posik of Zeseh Atil Yisodom. So in final analysis, whatever is implicit in the posik of Zeseh Atil Yisodom is also explanatory of the after Rachok Meicho. That's one pshat. Now, let's see another pshat. The Rash Mishams, he says, Ben Azai Meir, Zeseifei Atil V'Sodom, Klal God Yisam Zeh. כמפורש, כמפורש בברישיס רבי, דהי מקרוא ביואבתו לרחו כמיכו, הבמין הערי שנזבזה ונזכלה, יוכל למה גם אני רייצה בביזויין ובקלור הסחברי, שכבר בוסי ללמיד הזו. זו אומר רב תנחומר, למי אתו מבזה? דמדרש מנזי, למי שבדמוס עושה את זה, נמצא שזה הכלל גודל מן הולישי. Alright, then Rabbi Hillel has two pshotis on this benazai. Ze sita til the Sodom kol godu mi ze, kleina. Ze sita til the Sodom habe kol godu mi ve ato e aho kamecho. Mishum dixiv bi tzalem ale kim bo roi se. Bi chidu di dmus ale kim habe mi boyale li chume anapshe. And then another lotion, ze sita til the Sodom. So the first lotion is similar to the Raivis Pshat. But then he says, another lotion, Ze Sita Til the Sodom, Habe Klau Godu Nisam Ze, the Chidin Kule Tildis, Abe Echodinu, Miboyale Leikum Dileite Bad Adode, El Lichumek Nafsh. It's not clear what he means. But what is very interesting is the Pshat by the Kol Maido in the Yerushalmi Midori. It's very interesting. And I think that when we see the Pshat of the Kol Maido in the Yerushalmi Midori, then we understand what Rabbi Hillel means. Yerushalmi Perites Midori, Perit Chableza, Halochet Al, Ksid Leisikin Leisiter Ebnei Amecho. אי חבירי, הבניקתי קופט ומוח הסכין על יודי, תארזה ותמחה ליודי. סדך צבאי דתור עשה, לסיקים ולסיקים על פני המחו, ויואבתו לריחו כמי יוכן ילשן. Do not be vindictive, and do not harbor a grudge against the children of thy people. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, and ילשן. So he mentioned the math motion. Why we seek him, we seek him? Actually, we seek him, we seek him. Does not conform to logic. It's not reasonable. A person is very rude to me. And every time I ask him to lend me something, he always refuses. All of a sudden, he is asking me. I should lend him. The Torah says, no, don't be vindictive. That's reasonable. It's not reasonable. It's not reasonable. From the point of view of pure logic, if a person is very rude to me, every time I need something, he always refuses. He tells me, don't bother me, what do you want? I can't lend you anything. Now that he's in need, shouldn't I teach him a lesson? He always refuses to help me out when I am in need. Now, for the first time, he is in need, so I should not be vindictive, and I shouldn't even mention it to him. Why shouldn't I mention it? Why shouldn't I mention it? It's not reasonable. It runs counter to all logic. This essay of Luisikin Luisikin of Nanda. If the Torah said, don't be revengeful. That we understand. Then the Torah wouldn't say, don't be revengeful towards the children of thy people. And how about non-Jews? You're allowed to be revengeful? That's barbaric revenge. But reciting, reciting, don't be vindictive in a passive way. Why shouldn't I be vindictive in a passive way? Why shouldn't I harbor a grudge? According to logic, into common sense, and to natural law, is the most reasonable thing to be doing that vindictively in a passive way, not in an active way, not to take away his money just because he took away my money, but in a passive way. He never helps me out when I'm in trouble. Why should I help him out? Why should I lend him? When I'm in trouble and I'm in financial distress, he's a millionaire and I ask him so many times, He never lent me money. Now, for the first time, he is in financial distress. I'm not even allowed to mention I'm not like you. Why not? The Torah says so. So it's chukim shechokakti lachem, in lecho rishus la'aretz. It's once counter to all logic. That's blind love. Blind love means that it's not based upon logic. So, vis-a-vis Jews, there has to be a habe that emanates from the heart. In Medresh, Mishlei, the Achochmo Ma'ayim Timotzei, not Medresh Iyed, not Mishlei, in Medresh Iyed, and the Posik, the Achochmo Ma'ayim Timotzei. So the Medresh Iyed, there is a Medresh Iyed, so says, Heichon Achochmo Mitzuyo. So Rabbi Lezer in a Bereish, Rabbi Yeshua in a Blaim, it's Machlekes, whether intelligence emanates from the brain or intelligence emanates from the heart. Everybody knows that intelligence emanates from the brain, not the logic of the heart. Both are necessary. The logic of the mind is necessary, and the logic of the heart is necessary.